the chances of a speedy recovery. Insider buying helped spur a three-day 20% rally, but the prices are falling again this morning, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 800 points. Be prepared for a lengthy downturn. Dennis Ellum is an assistant professor of Texas A&M San Antonio and a 1966 graduate of Andrews High School, and blogs at www.themarketperspective.com.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Section A. Quick hit. Rig count. The rig count in the Permian Basin was down 23 this week. The latest count Friday by Baker Hughes shows, with 382 rigs active in the region. A year ago, 454 rigs were active in the region. Nationally, the oil and gas rig count is down 44 from last week at 728. A year ago, 1,006 rigs were active. The count shows that 624 rigs sought oil, down 40 from the previous week, and 102 explored for natural gas, down 4 from the previous week. The U.S. rig count peaked at 4,530 in 1981. It bottomed out in May of 2016 at 404. The regional benchmark Plains West Texas Intermediate posting ended Friday at $18 per barrel, down $1 from last Friday's close. National benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude ended at $21.51 per barrel, down $1.02 from the previous week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 45 and partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, March 29th, 2020, Section A. Music minister seeks to unify people. Albert Hall of FBC in Stanton worships on Facebook as he self-quarantines, by Melanie McNichols, columnist. These are challenging times. The news is scary, the keyboard warriors all doom and gloom, and so many people are angry. If I listen too much to more of it, I'll be stealing the dog's Prozac. I said it 2 weeks ago, and I'm saying it again. God did not make us to live in fear. He asked us to love one another and to be His hands in the world. This is the start of a new week, and it's time to reset with hope. One of the things that helps me to look for the good, to focus on finding more to be happy about than fear. Last week, I even asked people to take a break for a day and post online only things that were positive. I wanted to see cute kids, cute pets, and cute clothes. And it worked. About 50 of you sent me the best pictures of your children and pets, and it made me feel so warm and fuzzy. But one of the best things that came into my feed was a video clip featuring a Stanton man living his best life in precautionary quarantine. I love meeting people who always look for the good. Albert Hall is one of those people. Hall, the music and youth minister at First Baptist Church in Stanton, has worked in music ministry for most of his life. Before FBC, he was the music minister at True Light Christian Fellowship in Midland for 17 years. Hall recently served as a chaperone on a mission trip to Spain. When the group returned to the United States, they were all sent into a 14-day quarantine because of the coronavirus pandemic. The self-described people person knew he was going to need something to occupy his time. I FaceTimed my youth group and said, "I need something to do," Hall told me via telephone. They didn't give him a puzzle or make book suggestions, though. They issued him a challenge instead, to worship every day of his quarantine live on Facebook. Hall rose to the occasion and has taken working from home to a whole new level. He's been bringing the internet to church with him in his living room, and it was just what we needed. Hundreds of people have tuned in to watch him play the piano and sing and talk about God each evening at 6 p.m. The format varies a little if he has a speaker lined up, but each night you will find him talking about God's faithfulness and singing gospel and contemporary Christian music. His voice and his words are beautiful. Hall said the entire experience has been humbling and a blessing. Families have been reaching out to him to tell him they are tuning in to worship together, some for the first time in years. For Hall, that's what it's all about. He just wants to help unify people in a scary time to bring honor and glory to God. God says we are the church. Wherever we go, we are to be the church, the living, breathing church. Because now, more than ever, we have to help one another. As neighbors, as parents, as a community, we have to be the hands. I asked him what advice he has been giving to parents in his youth group. He didn't really have advice, he said. He just had God's promise. God's word is the only thing I can go off, he said. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why would he change now? Our world always changes, as in our lives change every day. There is one constant, God, Jesus. He has never failed us, and he won't fail us now. That is my encouragement to people. And if you're wondering, Hall said he feels great since coming home and looks forward to the future. He hopes that his online worship will continue after he returns to work full-time, maybe once or twice a week. I want it to be something that continues, so many lives have been impacted by it, he said. Want to hear some hope? Then tune in with me tonight at 6 p.m. for worship. Find him on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/albert.hall.142.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Section A. Musician provides joy to co-workers. By Ruth Campbell. After a particularly rough day at his barista job at the Press Cafe at Sewell Ford Lincoln at Parks Legato, Artist King sat down to play the Steinway piano in the lobby. Colin Sewell, president of the Sewell family of companies, posted a video on Instagram of King pouring his heart out on the ivories. It was a piece he had composed himself. I just got off my shift and I thought everyone was gone. It was crazy that day, all the coronavirus and stuff, and I went to go and sit down and play this piece that I've been composing for quite a while. It's a piece that I just like to play. It's got big open intervals. It's very Americana, Copeland-esque. It's got a lot of octaves in it and perfect fifths, so it gives your brain space to think about opportunities. And actually, the piece is kind of inspired by the landscape in West Texas, King said. A music major at Odessa College, who is now attending the University of Texas of Permian Basin, studying visual art with an emphasis in graphic design and a minor in marketing, King has been at the Press Cafe for 6 months. He noticed the player piano Steinway right off. When I started working here, I asked would I ever be able to play the piano when I was off my shift. They didn't know that I really played the piano, but yeah, it was something special. I was kind of early before I shifted. I came at 5:30 in the morning before my 6 o'clock shift, he said. Now the cafe has gotten very busy offering curbside and pickup orders. Being able to sit down and play really helps relieve the stress. King noted that the food industry is being looked at under a microscope right now. They have to wash their hands every half hour and put on new gloves while adjusting to new rules about food handling. King has been studying the piano for about 15 years. I started composing pieces in college when I started doing music theory and understanding the process. That piece that I was playing in the video, that was a piece that came to me when I was in college. And what's funny is it came to me at a time in college when I was under a lot of stress. And any time I sat at the piano before I practiced my lesson pieces, I would just warm up with that piece because, like I said, the sounds are so open and it's full of just opportunity. You just think, I have all this space to breathe, he said. Sewell said the day he heard King play was one where he had a long list of things to accomplish, and this offered a moment of peace, a calm in the storm. He knew someone was playing the piano instead of it playing on its own. It had a little more soul, and it had a little more heart to it, and I just knew that it was somebody else, Sewell said. He added that King had asked him before if he could play it, and Sewell had never heard him before that time. In that moment, Sewell said he sensed that was an instant when everything was right and everything was as it should be. He noted that King has an amazing God-given talent and skill that brought great joy and peace to everyone. I think it is in these times that those moments are appreciated even more, Sewell said. He added that on any given day, he's not sure he would have appreciated it as much as he did in that moment, and it brought a smile to his face. What's interesting is that once you see a glimpse of someone like that, you never look at them quite the same, because now you get a glimpse into their soul, Sewell said. When he's not at the Press Cafe, King runs media and provides special music for St. Andrew Cumberland Presbyterian Church and sings in the choir at First United Methodist Church under the direction of David Corman, who was his voice teacher at Odessa College.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Monday, March 30th, 2020. This is Section A. This article is in the commentary section. Reinventing Your Home While Sheltering in Place by Mary Grace Metheny, Dallas Morning News. With outside life suspended for an indefinite period, many North Texans are sheltering in place and spending their time at home. Cindy Musgrove of Blue Sky Living has made a business of reinventing homes, creating styles for rooms in luxury properties on the market. Musgrove works with the top clients and the kind of multi-million dollar homes found in our Posh Properties newsletter. But she doesn't think reinventing your home requires an excessive amount of money or any money at all. Most people don't have a fully completed house, Musgrove said. Once it's completed, we always talk about how design is dynamic, so it changes as your need changes or as your experience changes. Musgrove, who has 2 children now taking their classes at home, noted that this time in the world requires a little creativity, with more time spent at home. Below, Musgrove shares tips for restyling your house without leaving the home or buying new items. Cleaning. Before rearranging your home, Musgrove said cleaning clutter away is the first critical step. She advises people to start with the most commonly used areas, like countertops, refrigerators, pantries, and piles of mail. Throw out expired pieces and recycle what you can. Get ready for spring. Musgrove advises that you take time to assess which decor or functional items in your home convey a wintry environment. Remove all kinds of winter accessories is a key, said Musgrove. So stuff that you have, like heavy-duty throws that you no longer need. Anything that is winterish, you just want to pull out. As wintry decor and items are put away, take time to look through things you already have in your home that can serve as spring decor. Musgrove said this could include lighter blankets, more colorful throw pillows, or things tucked away in cabinets like pitchers and vases. Musgrove said she has noticed bright orange, pink, and purple are trending this spring. Pops of vibrant color are really important in springing it forward, she said. Look through what you have and find things that are a little more colorful and bring them out. Rearrange and repurpose. This is where a little redesign can make our shelter-in-place status more functional. Musgrove said that now is a great time to create a writing or play space for children who are now at home all the time due to school closures. She mentioned adding a folding table to a living or dining room to provide a space for kids to work on homework. Right now, people need little tucked-away spaces where kids can do work that is not in kind of the central hub, Musgrove said. She also suggested moving art or accent pieces from one room to another, or reorganizing bookshelves if you have them. Arranging books by color can create a new look. When she styles bookshelves for high-profile clients selling their homes, she starts with empty shelves and puts focal pieces one at a time. After those are placed, she puts the books back up on the shelves. A few tips for styling surfaces. Musgrove shares stages spaces with a few rules in mind. First, she always starts with a blank canvas and clears a space before styling it. She likes to add pops of color, but balances it with surrounding neutrals. A lot of styling starts with removing what's non-essential, Musgrove said. The more open stuff is, the more your pretty things will stand out. When she styles surfaces for clients, like tabletops and countertops, she uses the rule of three and places items at different heights in the grouping. For this, she said, she often uses boxes and trays with pops of color added in. Replace and refresh what you can. Musgrove recommends replacing items that tend to get worn easily, like a duvet, shower curtain, or towels. She said that a few new throw pillows cost under $100. One of her local favorites for throw pillows is Laura Lee Clark. When she styles a home for a client, she often lights a candle, opens a window, or turns on a diffuser. She does this at her own home, too, using different scents for different rooms. My daughter loves vanilla and orange because it smells like donuts, she said. This column is contributed by Tribune Content Agency.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, March 28th, 2020. MOSC cancels spring concerts. The COVID-19 crisis has forced the cancellation of the Midland-Odessa Symphony and Chorale's spring concerts. In a news release, Executive Director Jeanette Kolakoff said the safety of both audiences and musicians is the most important issue to officials at the MOSC. I sincerely wish everyone peace and wellness as we confront the many challenges posed by COVID-19 in our community and worldwide. This pandemic has forced venues across the globe to make difficult decisions regarding events and the gathering of fans. The safety of our audience, musicians, staff, and community is of highest importance to us, she said via news release. She said all remaining Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale spring concerts, with the exception of the Chorale concert that has been rescheduled for October 17th, are canceled. After working intensively with the staff at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, our 70-plus musicians and guest artists, we found it too difficult to reschedule these events. Though not one musician has asked to be paid, we will pay them for the canceled concerts to help them through these difficult times, Kolakoff said. Current ticket holders will receive an email from the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center with instructions and two options for their tickets. Despite this crisis, our mission to enhance the quality of life in West Texas through professional music performances and music education continues. From the bottom of our hearts, we wish our patrons and community stay well, so that we may share the gift of music together again next season, which will be announced next month and scheduled to begin September 12th. The two options for ticket holders are to gift the tickets back to the orchestra. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and due to the major financial impact of concert cancellations, patrons are asked to consider this option, as it will greatly help MOSC through this crisis, the release detailed. The second option will be to request a refund. April 10th is the deadline to respond to the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center email with the preferred ticket option.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, March 30th. Milam teacher using video for students. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. Despite not being able to see her students, Milam Magnet Elementary School dance teacher Tana Petty Marks has been able to deliver instruction online since schools stopped in-person instruction in mid-March. Marks teaches pre-kindergarten through fifth grade students. She began broadcasting through Facebook Live before the district issued expectations, and now the lesson plans are online. Nearly 200 people have joined the Milam Facebook group, but she has about 300 students. Right now, classes are 30 minutes long, but students are used to 45. That includes getting ready. The 30 minutes get going right away. Marks provides pretty much everything, ballet, tap, jazz, and hip-hop. The students also get to try lyrical dancing, which she said is like ballet, but to more upbeat music. From a teaching standpoint, she said the biggest challenge is not being able to see her students and give them correction. Quote, "Injury prevention is a huge thing. Now I'm kind of looking at the camera and hoping they're doing the right thing," she said. Having class this way takes a little longer, partly because Marks has to make sure her living room is clean and her dogs are outside. Quote, "The technology part kind of took a while to get used to. On that part, the planning did take a while," Marks said. The class now has more content because they get straight to business. A graduate of University of Texas at Arlington, Marks earned a university studies degree in science. This is her first year at Milam. She and her husband, Trenton, have a child on the way. However, she has been dancing since she was very young and has taught privately in dance studios for more than 10 years. Quote, "I was going to do physical therapy, but life took me in another direction," she said. Marks moved overseas and did basic physical therapy techniques with children with disabilities in China, and she still has friends from that experience, so the coronavirus pandemic has really hit home for her. Now that more guidance has been provided by the district and lesson plans have been posted online, there are exercises parents can lead, like asking their dancer to show them their favorite step, things they can do at home, but they're still practicing their skills. It's just more private now that the district has set up things through Google Classroom, Mark said. She added that she thinks she will keep broadcasting the class over Facebook Live and Google Classroom for a while. The online classes have been an adjustment and are giving her more of a workout. Quote, "It could be worse, I guess. I'm just really thankful I still have a job. That's been my biggest positive. I still have a job and I get to dance at home. It's been a struggle to get used to teaching without anybody there," Mark said. But parents send her photos. Music specialist Michelle Keast said her daughter is excited to dance every day. Quote, "It's what gives her some normalcy during this hard time. She smiles more during this than any other time of the day," Keast said in an email. Betsy Clark, an art teacher at Milam, said her daughter Kinsley has thoroughly enjoyed doing her stretches and practicing her dance steps with marks on TV. Quote, "She likes it because she knows all of her friends are doing it at their houses, too. She says it is good to remain flexible and healthy, even when we have to stay home. It also helps give the kids something to look forward to, some sort of a routine at least once in the day. They come from school, where we have a very busy and strict schedule, to now being at home with not much regimen," Clark said in an email.
Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading from the Odessa American, Sunday, March 29th, 2020. Life and Times. Master Gardeners, Getting to Work in the Garden is a Good Way to Lower Anxiety, by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. This is a stressful time for all of us. Worries about our jobs and our health, our children's and parents' health, our finances. Over the last 4 months, I have been struggling with a back issue that has not allowed me to garden or have much social interaction. All of that suddenly seems minor and unimportant. When I was growing up, my dad was postmaster in Midland. It was a time of great change in the post office, and he was busy and stressed. Every day he came home, ate, and spent time in his 8x12 tomato and bell pepper garden. He watered by hand, picked off tomato worms, and spent leaves. He received great joy in what that garden produced and loved sharing it with his many friends. As a result, most days I stopped by after work and he showed me what he was growing. I later tried my hand at tomatoes and we had a yearly bet on who would have the first tomato. Now I understand what drew him to gardening. I'm certain he would be surprised to know that I am now a master gardener. It was a seed that he unknowingly planted. When you are struggling, being outside in the sun, putting your hands in the warm soil, and watching a seed or plant grow can help you calm down and get you through life's struggles. There are things we cannot control or predict, but gardening can give you peace of mind. The best thing is that it can be done right outside your back door. As long as you are home, why not give it a try? Getting exercise in the garden is a good way to lower anxiety, improve your muscle tone, and have an overall feeling of well-being. The movements all vary, which is a great way to lower repetitive use injuries. Take your kids outside and let them help you while you have their undivided attention. They will get a lesson in nature and biology. For tips, log on to the Texas A&M website and get ideas for teaching your kids while they are out of school. Maybe you can plant that seed in your child's mind, like my did in mine. Master gardeners have, in the interest of the public we care about, canceled classes and activities for the immediate future, including the plant sale. Please be safe and take care of your families. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.com.